I'm Spencer Beckwith, 4KUNM. 4 years ago, the Santa Fe Symphony collaborated with the local think tank, the Santa Fe Institute, on the majesty of music and mathematics. The unusual program caused a lot of excitement, so it's coming back. Later this month, it'll be taped before an audience for New Mexico PBS. Back in 2013, before the original presentation, I asked the host of the program, scientist and mathematician Dr. Chris Moore, who the show was geared towards.
It's for everybody. We are not going to use technical language. If you enjoy music and you enjoy seeing patterns, but also sometimes surprises where those patterns refuse to fall into place at first until finally they do and it all makes sense, then this concert is for you.
You were describing this program as an immersion in sound, sights, and ideas. So in other words, this is a multimedia event.
Absolutely. We're going to have some talk from me, but we'll also have some onstage demonstrations. We're going to have PVC pipes cut to different lengths, and we're going to show how Pythagoras discovered that if you have a pipe which is half as long as another pipe, the sound it makes is one octave higher because the sound has half as far to travel, so it goes back and forth twice as fast. And when you have a sound wave that vibrates twice as fast, that's an octave. Many of the intervals and chords that we love so much in classical music, that wonderful amen that you get at the end of Handel's Messiah, these things have to do with these simple fractions that Pythagoras and his followers recognized.
You have spent your career, I know, working at the boundary between various disciplines. This program is exactly that. You're looking at the boundary between music and math.
We want to get across the idea that music and mathematics are speaking to some of the same parts of our brains, the parts that love to catch on to a pattern, like when you hear the woodblock tapping away in John Adams' Short Ride in a Fast Machine. But then the rhythms get more complex and more elaborate. He pulls the rug out from under you. It's that constant tension between pattern and surprise. And the same thing happens in mathematics. Science and mathematics is a fundamentally creative field. You're constantly trying to come up with new ideas, draw analogies with things you've seen before, make things work out in solving problems that you've never solved before. And that searching, that striving to make patterns work, is very much like what a composer does when he or she starts with a theme, develops it, produces endless variety from an initial idea, and finally creates something with a beautiful intellectual wholeness to it that's a satisfying piece of music. Many people have not had a chance to experience the beautiful, fun side of mathematics. It's about discovering these patterns and this tension between predictability and variety and surprise.
Mathematician Chris Moore, speaking at KUNM in 2013 about his collaboration with the Santa Fe Symphony, the majesty of music and mathematics. The program returns to the Lenzic Center on June 19th to be taped for later broadcast on New Mexico PBS. Go to santafesymphony.org for more information. I'm Spencer Beckwith.